Why English is so difficult to learn? Hashtag asking for a friend. Welcome to Accent Over Me. This is a podcast about English and all the struggles we have as a second language learners. I'm Gabby, I'm Brazilian, and today I want to talk about why English is so difficult to learn. It's so hard. And I literally ask for a friend. I ask some friends to know what is the thing they struggle the most when they are learning English. So the first friend I will talk about here is Bruno Pacheco. I will say with my accent in Portuguese, but in English will be what? Bruno? He's Brazilian, he's a journalist, and he's trying to learn English all his life. And then when I asked him why it's so difficult for him to learn English, he said memory. But memory, what do you mean? And this is what he said. I learned a lot of things, but I don't practice. My biggest problem is to talk with people. I don't speak English on a daily basis, so I end up forgetting important terms and expressions. I already nailed the reading and writing part. I can understand and communicate well like that, but when I have to speak to someone, I freeze. And this is so common because I think for me, it was the same. Like, it was so difficult to speak up because you can know the grammar, you can know everything, but when you have to communicate with someone in person, it's totally different. And thinking about this problem he has, because he doesn't have anybody to speak English with, because he's living in Brazil right now, I look on the internet to see some tips about what to do to learn English when you don't have anybody to talk with. And this is what I found. Talk to yourself. Talking to yourself is a great way to practice speaking and identify gaps in your vocabulary. You just simulate conversations in your head, and then if you don't know how to ask for a pen, for example, to someone, you're gonna learn how to say that without saying it to someone because you're talking to yourself. I think this is a good tip. The second tip is shadowing. Another way to improve your English by yourself is shadowing. You basically listen to an audio, like a podcast, and repeat what you hear slightly after you hear it. I think this is cool. I never did that, but I think it's a good way to understand the pronunciation, right, of the words. And record yourself. It is a bit easier to compare your pronunciation to your ideal accent if you listen to them side by side. Yeah, I do this all the time here on this podcast. I'm the proof that my English is so much better because I record myself, I have to edit this podcast, and so I listen to myself over and over again to like cut here and cut there. And from the beginning of this podcast, I can recognize that now it's so much easier to record it because I speak more fluently, for sure, no doubt. Yeah, for me to be around people that speak English was so important. But it doesn't mean that you're in another country and you cannot learn. You can't. But yeah, it's hard. But English is hard. Another friend is Juliana Modesto. She's a nurse and she lives here in the United States now. And for her, the most difficult part, it's have been. And she said like this. I have so many problems to apply have been into my speech and to understand it when people say it too. When I'm listening to the news, for example, I have to pay attention so closely to figure out what's being said, and I try to understand it by the context of the conversation. I get it. Have been is something so into the grammar, right? I look up on the internet and I just found videos and websites that teach the rules, like has been and have been suggest an action that is starting in the past but continues in the present. Like has used with he, she, it, and have used with I, you, we, and they. We know those rules, but I still struggle to use have been. It's difficult to apply this into your speech. It is. So, Ju, don't feel bad, you know? It's really difficult, and it's like, it's some advanced grammar there, you know? I would say that because you can't communicate without using have been. But it's good if you know how to use it. I force myself to learn have been, and I have been practicing this a lot. And what I try to do is to put into my day and use it when I'm talking to someone, you know? And I think this becomes natural when you're like using this over and over again. And this is another friend. Her name is Roberta Castelo Branco. We would say here Roberta because the R's are different in English. But in Portuguese, we say Roberta. But she sent me an audio and this is awesome. Let's listen.
Hi, I'm Roberta. I'm Gabriela's friend and she invited me to talk a little bit about my experience in learning English. Well, I'm 33 years old. And I started studying English when I was 9 years old. It was an experience really, really, really good because, you know, I can't tell you that it was difficult for me. I know I don't have a perfect English. I know my grammar is not perfect, but come on. I try to do my best every time I need to speak English. And I don't like when someone says, sorry for my bad English. Come on, don't say sorry for that. You are doing your best and people will recognize it. I love to study languages. I also speak French, Spanish and Italian. Not so good, but okay, I can communicate. I am a journalist and a screenwriter and communicate is part of my job. I really appreciate when we can make a communication. I love to travel abroad. And I love to be in contact with people. And I think it's very important to learn languages to have this contact with people. Yeah. And English is very important, is extremely important in this process. For me, it wasn't so difficult to learn English because I'm not ashamed at all. I speak everything I want and I try to make people understand my point. I gesticulate, I do everything is possible to make my communication happen. So I think it helps a lot. Learning English for me was one of my best decisions in life. Because of the English, I could have lots of opportunity to travel abroad and know many places, many people, which makes me a better person nowadays. If you are in this process of learning English, I'll tell you, never give up because it's really, really worth it. I wish you all the best and kisses from Brazil.
Oh my gosh, she's so cute. Thank you so much to send to me this. And she's totally right. Don't give up. Yeah, I'm kind of jealous that she said like she never had problems to learn English. Because for me, it was always difficult. But yeah, she has two good tips. Be shameless and never give up. It's so important. One day you realize you're fluent and you didn't even know how you got there. And I found an article at Psychology Today and I picked three reasons they said that why it's so difficult to learn English. For example, English comes from everywhere. If you look at the vocabulary of English, 26% of English is Germanic, nearly 30% is French, and 30% is Latin. See, it's a combination of languages that transform everything in English. Another reason is something that I call spelling nightmare. For example, 2, 2, and 2. You pronounce the same, but you have three words that spell different, like 2 as a number, 2 as in I'm going to somewhere, and 2 as in as well. We can have a huge list about those things. Another thing is the crazy grammar we have in English. And they said like this. The phenomenon of phrasal verbs. A verb whose meaning is changed by a small word added to it. Take run, for example. We can run over someone, have a run in. We can run something down. We can run up a bill. Or even run something by someone. See? And you have so many different meanings. It's the same word run, but if you put together with something else, it's completely different. So don't feel bad if you struggle to learn English. It is difficult, but I hope you enjoy all these tips. Be shameless, talk to people, and practice. That's it. Even if you practice by yourself. Okay? That's it. Thank you so much for listening till now. I hope you enjoy it as much as I did. Go to the Facebook group, interact with me there. I share a lot of things that I'm listening to, I'm watching it, like everything in English to improve and like improve vocabulary and listening and everything. I have an Instagram account too if you want to talk. You can send me an email as mycuteaccent@gmail.com. Send me suggestions, what you want to hear here about English. And it will be awesome if you send me some audios too. And I can put here in the podcast. Be shameless, please be shameless and send me an audio. And we're going to discuss here and talk about it. And you can send me a voicemail too. 503-893-2105. If you don't know what O means, it means zero. So when I say 503, it means 503. Okay? Thank you so much for listening till now, and see you all!